The Derailers don't look like your average honky-tonk band, and they don't exactly sound like one either.
I don't want much, just a little bit more of your love. More of your love, more of your love, I don't need much.
The Derailers have been described as a country band for people who don't like country. Their music is infused with rockabilly, Tex-Mex, and the West Coast surf sound. They're well known on the dancehall circuit. They play some 300 shows a year, decked out in sharply tailored suits and slick back hair. But as popular as their live performances are, commercial radio stations mostly have overlooked their last four albums. The band hopes to change that with its latest release, Here Come the Derailers. Tony Villanueva and Brian Hofeld visited NPR to talk about the band they founded 9 years ago in Portland, Oregon. One of the first things they did back then was to leave Oregon and move to Austin, Texas.
I was down about my last $30, I remember, and we rented a PA and took it out in Tony's car and packed it in the trunk, started going around to all the beer joints in the vicinity and
planning
just saying,
tips.
Hey, you want a band tonight?
But why go to Texas? Wasn't there a thriving country music scene in the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon?
Well, that is...
I think you answered your own question there.
Hard to do a two-step in your Birkenstock sandals.
Your guess is good as mine. I'm playing it by ear, and I'm not really sure where we go from here. Where our love will lead, we may learn in time. Baby, your guess is good as mine.
Well, if you're playing dance halls, then you have to play music that people like to dance to.
Right. And, you know, we get to also get a chance to play a lot of great country standard tunes. You know, in Texas, there's a large audience that are glad to hear Pick Me Up On Your Way Down by Harlan Howard, you know, great old Charlie Walker tune. Or,
well, that's it. I mean, you're a bit of a throwback there. Yeah. I don't hear a 20-voice chorus in the background.
No, we're into that stripped-down honky-tonk sound. Obviously, you know, there's the comparisons to the Buck Owens and the Bakersfield sound, and, you know, at its time, that was fresh and different with the country-politan sound coming out of Nashville at the time, and Buck was doing something different.
There's a place down the street we call Sam's Place.
He was a country star, Buck Owens, but his band, the Buckaroos, it really had a band aspect to it, you know. In the 60s, I mean, they were the Beatles of country music. Those guys threw in the elements of surf music and the sounds of California into country, and it was great, you know. It was really raw and real, and we try to keep it like that as much as we can, mostly because we can't do it any other way, because that's just, that's our heart and our soul.
Yeah.
But it's also just what's in our heads, you know.
I could hear Buck singing Bar Exam. Or George Jones.
I was just thinking old George.
I got my PhD in heartaches and misery, and a BSN barstool philosophy. You're my inspiration for higher education. Now the final test is right in front of me. I'm taking the bar exam under a neon sign.
That's about a perfect country song. I mean, you hit about five or six cliches in there, don't you?
That's the thing about country music that I love, is it has a wide spectrum of subject matter and how it's conveyed.
It goes all the way from drinking to cheating.
Yeah. And back again.
Drink by drink, taking a bar exam.
Country music's about fun, too. I mean, you've got Mohair Sam on.
Yeah, great old Charlie Rich song there.
Good looking, yeah.
That's a fun song too, you know, written by Dallas Frazier a long time ago, and something that just never gets off the turntable at my house.
And you have a Roy Orbison moment here, Brian, in I See My Baby.
Well, thank you for that comparison.
I pour a drink and cry alone. I know that she's not coming home. It's over now, I'm well aware. As I step into the air, I feel my love closing tight. Tears blur my eyes, and now as my world turns black, I see my baby. I see my baby. I see my baby coming back.
Still fun for you after 8-9 years of this?
Occasionally. No, if it wasn't fun, we'd stay home. You know?
We kind of gained a reputation as being a hard-working band. We haven't had widespread mainstream radio success, so one of the best avenues to get our music out to our fans and to new fans is to be out there live playing. So as a result, we've toured very heavily to spread the word, kind of door-to-door honky-tonk salesman. That works for us.
Brian Hofeld and Tony Villanueva, who along with bassist Ed Atkins and drummer Mark Horn are the Derailers. Tonight they're playing the historic Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. Their latest album is Here Come the Derailers.